Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is continuing coverage of the trial of Karen Reed from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Captain Fabiano, Miss Judy, and Miss Alba. Did they come together as far as you know?
I don't remember. I'm not sure.
And do you have any idea how they got there?
No, I do not.
Now, with reference to, you mentioned Colin, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you know?
So on that, they have to be yes or no.
Okay, got it.
So what was that answer?
Do you mind repeating the question? Thank you.
So with reference to Colin Albert, did you know Colin Albert prior to that evening as well?
Yes.
And how did you know Colin Albert?
Through Brian Jr.
And what, if anything, did you know about the relationship between Colin Albert and Brian Albert?
They're cousins.
And about how old was Colin Albert on around this time frame of January 28, 2020?
I'm not quite sure. I don't know.
You know whether or not he was in high school or college or something else?
High school.
And when was it that he arrived in relation to the four young ladies that you were talking about?
I don't remember. A little bit after, though.
Okay. So at some point in time after they had arrived?
Yes.
And they had arrived after you, is that correct?
Correct, yep.
And over the course of the evening within the Albert house, where is it sort of within the home that you and sort of the group were congregated?
We were mostly in the dining room area with the kitchen. It's like an open floor plan a little bit.
And do you recall what specifically, or just generally speaking, what you were doing while you were hanging out and celebrating Brian Jr.'s birthday?
We got some food ordered. From D&E, just hanging out, drinking. That was it.
Do you recall any music playing or anything like that?
Yes.
And how was that sort of set up, or how, or what was it?
Yeah, I can mostly remember it being set up from, the overhead speakers in like the, in the kitchen, in the ceiling.
And was that being played through somebody else's like phone or device or something like that?
Yes.
And do you recall who was sort of in control or who was controlling the music?
I believe it was Caitlin Albert.
And so prior to, at this point in time that you're talking about, sort of the initial with, was Caitlin there at that point?
Yes, she was.
I'm sorry. During the point in time when it was yourself and Ms. Levinson, the other four young women that you were talking about, mm-hmm. Colin Albert, was Caitlin Albert there at that point, if you recall?
Not at that point, no.
So that's what my question was in relation to that time, who, if anyone, was charged.
Okay. No, not at that time. I don't remember.
Now, with respect to... Now, obviously, you were there and you were drinking, people were drinking, correct?
Yep.
Do you recall sort of what people were drinking?
I know at the time I was drinking Michelob Ultras, but mostly just White Claws, beers, from what I can remember.
And was anyone within this sort of initial group that we're talking about here drinking any more or less than anybody else?
I don't believe so, no.
And during this sort of initial period with these initial people, how would you describe sort of the mood or the demeanor within
that? Yeah, everyone was having a good time. It was Brian's birthday, so, you know, we were there just to have fun.
And at any point in time with this sort of initial group, did you see anybody go to any other area of the house beyond sort of the kitchen and dining room area?
No.
Now, at some point, did members of this sort of initial group, did they leave the house at some point over the course of the evening?
Yes.
And who left first and as... who left first and about what time?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly who left at what point, but I know that Catherine, Duty, Emily Fabiano, Mary, Kent, and Courtney Alba left. I would say, and Colin left like before midnight.
And did they all leave around the same time, or did they leave at sort of staggered points?
I would say staggered times.
Now, with reference to Colin Albert, do you know about what time he left?
I would probably say 11:30, 11:45.
And do you have any idea sort of how Colin, similar to what I asked about the other young ladies, do you have any recollection as far as how he got there or how he left or anything like that?
I'm not quite sure, no.
But do you recall specifically seeing him leave from the house?
Yes.
And which door would he have left from?
I'm not sure exactly what door, but I know someone did pick him up, but I'm not sure who did, so.
And so when it comes to the front door of Fairview Road, there's two doors in the front area of the house?
Yes.
And as far as with respect to either of those two doors, you don't remember him leaving from some other door to the house, correct?
Correct.
So if he left, or when he left, it would have been from one of those two front doors?
Yes.
Now, at some point, at least after Ms. Kent, Ms. Fabiano, Ms. Duty, and Ms. Alba left, did people that lived at the house or other people sort of come back to the house?
Yes.
And about what time was that?
I'm not too sure, but I would say a little after midnight.
And who were the first people sort of to arrive in this, we'll call them sort of the second?
I don't remember who came, like who was first, who was second, like that, but I know who came, but I don't know what order.
And who were the people that came?
Yeah, so it was Nicole Albert, Brian Albert, Brian Jr.'s parents, Matt McCabe, Jennifer McCabe, Brian Higgins, and that's it. And Caitlin Albert, sorry.
Okay. And so when they came back, as far as the other four young women that you were talking about, they had already left, is that correct?
Yes.
And Colin Albert, was he still there when those people came back?
He left as well.
And so Brian Albert Sr. and Nicole Albert, those are Brian Albert Jr.'s parents?
Correct, yes.
You were familiar with them, obviously, prior to January 28th?
Yes.
And you mentioned Jennifer and Matthew McCabe, is that correct?
Yes.
And were you familiar with them prior to January 28th?
Yes.
And how are you familiar with them?
I'm through Brian Jr., just hanging out with them a few times, so just know them through the family.
And so through the family, well, my next question is, what, if any, relationship did they have to your friend Brian Albert Jr. that you...
They are his aunt and uncle.
And then with respect to Brian Higgins, is that someone that you knew prior to January 20th?
I did not know.
So you met him the first time that night at the Fairview Hall?
Correct, yes.
And when they came into the house, this sort of second group, where was it that they went and sort of congregated around the house?
Yeah, we all were still in the same room in the family area. The floor plan, which is the kitchen and the dining room area. Yeah.
At any point in time, well, let me ask you this. They come sometime shortly around or after midnight, is that fair to say?
Yes.
Okay. And about how long after they arrived, or about what time was it that you left the house for the evening?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
At some point you went home that night?
Yes.
What time was it?
I would say, give or take, like 1:45.
And so between the time that they came back to the house around 12:15 or so, between that and 1:45, how would you describe sort of the mood and the demeanor in the house at that point?
It was still all the same. Everyone was having fun, hanging out.
Music still playing, people drinking, having a good time?
Yes.
And over the course of this time, as far as the group that you talked about that was in the kitchen and dining room area, did you see any of those people go anywhere else?
I mean, to the bathroom, but I know at one point Mr. Albert, Brian's junior's dad, took upstairs to let the dog out back, but he just opened the back door and watched him from the door and brought him right back upstairs. So that was the only time he like went upstairs, but...
And as far as the kitchen dining room area, do you recall sort of how people were situated around that area during the time that the second group was there?
Yeah, we were all sitting in like the kitchen table. It's like a square table, so we're all just hanging out around there. Some at like the island in the kitchen, but mostly all just there together.
Can you recall specifically, I know we're talking over 2 years ago, do you recall specifically where people were within that area around the table?
I don't know.
Do you recall where you were?
I was sitting like in the corner so I could see like the island, the kitchen table, like the front door and like the windows, I guess. Yeah.
Where you were seated around the table, could you see the front door?
Yes.
And so beyond the people that you'd already talked about being in that kitchen dining room area in that second group, did anybody else come into the house that night while you were there?
No.
And at the time on January 28, 2022, were you familiar with either a person named John O'Keefe or a person named Karen Reed?
No.
And at any point in time, not knowing them, did you see anybody else come into the house while you were there between that 12:15 and 1:45?
No one else came in, no.
Now, do you recall who was sort of around you, where you were at the table? Immediately around you as well.
I would say Jennifer McCabe, Sarah Levinson, Caitlin. I can remember like sitting at the table like with me. Yeah.
Now, at some point in the evening, let me ask you this. What if any sort of plans did you have as far as how you were getting home?
Yeah, I did text my brother to see if he could pick me up on his way home with his friend, on their way home to come pick me up, which they did.
Which of your two brothers was that?
My brother Ryan.
So you texted Ryan to see if he could come pick you up?
Yep.
And did you have to give him like an address or anything like that, or how did you explain to him where you were?
I just said I was at Brian Jr.'s house, if he could pick me up.
And is that somewhere that your brother had picked you up from on prior occasions?
Yes.
And about what time, if you know, did you send that text to your brother about getting picked up?
I'd probably say a little after, probably like 15 minutes after midnight. Yep.
And as far as the other people in that second group that you were talking about, did you reach out to Ryan to get picked up? Are those other people there?
Yes.
And you indicated that your brother then came to the house at some point?
Yes, he did.
And about how long after you texted him did he arrive, if you know?
I'm not quite sure.
And when he arrived, did he come into the house, or did he reach out to you in any way to let him know?
He just texted. Oh, sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Did he reach out to you at any point to let you know that he was there?
Yes, he did text me saying that he was outside.
And upon receiving that text, where did you go?
I went out through the front door.
Now, before you went out through the front door, what, if any, conversation... well, let me strike that as far as conversation, but... Who, if anyone, did you speak to about the fact that your brother was outside of the house?
Yeah, I just mentioned saying my brother's outside. I do remember someone or a few...
I want to hear the answer first.
Just a few people saying, oh, just have your brother come in. So I went outside, and it was my brother in the passenger seat, his friend Ricky, and then his ex-girlfriend Heather. I asked them if they wanted to come in. They said no.
I'm going to let that stand, but next question.
So you go outside to where your brother is, right?
Yes.
And you recall which of the two front doors you used to go outside?
I used the front door.
Front door is the one with the brick steps, is that correct?
Correct, yes.
So you come down the brick steps, go down the walkway. Do you recall how you came down to where your brother was?
I walked down the steps through the little path and then down the driveway. And they were parked right in front of the driveway.
So they were parked right at the end of the driveway?
Yes.
And what kind of vehicle was this that you came up to?
It was Ricky's pickup truck, a Ford F-150.
And you mentioned that there were three people in the truck, is that correct?
Yes.
Where were they seated within the truck when you got?
Ricky was driving his truck, Ryan was in the passenger seat, and then Heather was in the back seat.
You mentioned that Heather is Ryan's ex-girlfriend, is that correct?
Correct.
Were they dating at this time?
At that time, yes.
Now, with regard to Ricky is someone who's a close friend of your brother, is that correct?
Yes.
You know him pretty well?
Yep.
As you get to the truck, do you recall how it was that you were speaking to your brother Ryan? Was it through an open window? Did he open the door? Or how were you communicating?
He rolled down his window.
And when you came out to the truck at the end of the driveway, what, if any, other vehicles did you see in the area of the house on Fifth?
Well, before when I went outside, I did notice another vehicle before my brother pulled up.
So you had gone outside before your brother had, or Ricky had fully sort of parked the truck?
No, he was like fully outside already, and then I went out, and it was just Ricky's truck.
Okay. And so at some point later, there was another vehicle that came up?
Prior.
Okay.
Correct.
And can you describe that vehicle for the jury, sort of what did it look like, what kind of vehicle was it?
Yeah, it was a black SUV.
And had you ever seen that vehicle before?
No.
And you go up to the truck and you're talking to your brother, is that correct?
Yes.
Now, with regard to about how long a period of time were you talking with your brother next to the truck?
I would say maybe 3 minutes max, not even.
And did you invite your brother and his friends inside the house?
Yes.
And how did they respond?
They said, no, we just want to go home. And then I was like, I'll find out another ride home.
And so that brings me to my next question as far as arrangements for you coming home. Was there any, prior to you coming out of the house, was there any talk or discussion about how you would get home if you didn't go home with
them? Yeah, Matt McCabe and Jennifer did offer to drive me home if I didn't want to go home with my brother, so I just stayed and then took their offer.
So you decided you wanted to stay and took them up on their offer?
Correct, yes.
And in addition to yourself, who if anyone else, went home from the residence on Fairview with the McCabe's?
It was me and Sarah Levinson.
Now, if I could bring you back to that period of time when you're outside, the vehicle that you were talking about, where is that in relation to the pickup truck that Ricky's driving?
Well, it was like the SUV wasn't there when my brother was there. It was like before. Like when I was inside, I noticed it. Yeah.
And so at the time that you were talking to your brother in the pickup truck, was the SUV still there?
I don't believe so, no.
And so where was that SUV parked in relation to where the truck was?
So when I noticed, looking out the window, I did notice the SUV in front of the mailbox and then pulled up a little bit in front of the yard and then stopped and then pulled up again towards the flagpole.
So you saw it in sort of three different locations at the time that you were seeing it?
Correct, yes.
And again, where were you in relation to the vehicle at the time that you made these observations?
I was inside at the dining room table, looking out the window.
And at any point in time, did you see anybody come out of that?
I did not, know.
And at any point in time, did you see any sort of, when you came out initially to, or when you were looking out and when you came out, do you recall anything about the weather and sort of what it was doing at that point?
It was, I would say, like flakes of snow, a little dust on the ground.
And so from the dust on the ground, from either the SUV or the pickup truck that Ricky was driving, did you see any sort of like imprints in the snow from tires or anything like that?
I don't recall.
You don't recall if there was that much snow or what it was?
Correct.
And as far as anywhere in and around where you had seen the SUV at either of the three spots that you saw it, did you see any sort of like footprints in the snow or in the ground or anything like that? And you saw, did you see inside of the vehicle, see anybody inside at any point in time?
No.
And you never saw anybody get out of that vehicle at any of the three different points where you saw it parked, correct?
I did not know.
And when you saw the vehicle parked at those three sort of separate different locations, was the vehicle on? Was it running, if you could tell?
I'm not sure, no.
Now, may I approach?
Yes.
Attention to what's previously marked as Exhibit 71, 72, and 73.
Okay.
Right now, I'm just going to ask you to take a look at those and look up when you're finished. And at some point, I may ask you to use this, which is the laser pointer. Press on that button and point it up at the screen. Okay?
Okay.
So first, if you could just look at 71, 72, and 73.
All set.
And generally, with respect to those three photographs, do you recognize what's depicted in them?
Yes.
And what do you recognize?
That it's my friend Brian Albert Jr.'s house.
Is that roughly what the house looked like at the time of January 28th, 29th, 2022?
Correct, yes.
If I could ask you to flip just back to the first one that I showed you, Exhibit 71. And, Your Honor, with the court's permission, may I publish that to the jury at this time?
Okay.
So, Ms. Nagel, directing your attention up to the screen above you, to your right. This is what you have before you as Exhibit 71, is that correct?
Yes.
If you could, using the laser pointer that's on the desk in front of you, if you could direct the jury's attention to the door that you were talking about that you came out in order to come down and talk to your brother-in-law.
Yes. That one right there.
Now, with respect to Brittany's truck, when you came out to speak with your brother Ryan, where was the truck parked?
The truck was parked right here.
And with respect to that vehicle, the black SUV, where that vehicle was initially when you saw it, is that visible in this photograph?
Yes.
And if you could direct the jury's attention to where that was. Okay. If I could draw your attention to the next executive session to flip to Exhibit 72, and Ms. Gilman, if I can have that on. Again, what's up on the screen, is that what you have before you as Exhibit 72?
Yes.
Now, the second position that you indicated you observed that black SUV in with relation to the house, if you could, using the laser pointer, draw the jury's attention where that would be in this photograph.
Objection, sidebar, Your Honor.
All right. Jurors, feel free to stand up.
So again, Ms. Nagel, directing your attention up to what's up on the screen is Exhibit 72. You indicated in your testimony that you saw the vehicle from inside the house at three different points, correct?
Yes.
You've indicated the first point. The last photograph is the second point that you saw the vehicle in. Is that depicted in this photograph?
Yes.
You could, using the laser pointer, just direct the jury's attention to that second point. Was it you saw? If I could ask you just to flip to the next exhibit, number 73. Just going to invite to have that up on the screen. And Ms. Nagel, with regard to the third point, or the third different location that you observed that black SUV on that morning, is that visible in this photograph?
Yes.
And again, using the laser pointer, if you could direct the jury's attention to where you observed it at the third point that you observed the black SUV. Thank you. That's all with this. Ms. Gilman, you can take that.
Thank you.
So, Ms. Nagel, you speak with your brother outside, and then at some point after a couple minutes come back inside, is that correct?
Yes.
And the people that you had mentioned that were in the kitchen and dining room area, were they still in that area?
Yes.
And at some point over the course of the evening, things eventually start to wind down and people are leaving the house, is that correct?
Yes.
Can you recall what order it was that the people left the house on that morning?
I'm not quite too sure, no.
And with respect to yourself, you indicated that you left with Ms. Levinson and the McCabe, correct?
Yes.
And do you recall who, if anyone else, was present in the home when you left?
I'm not sure, no.
And so when you left, how was it that you came out of the residence at that point?
Out the front door.
Same front door that you had indicated earlier?
Yes.
So let's move on with which door, please. Go ahead.
You come out from that door. Where was it that you went?
Went into Matt and Jennifer's car.
Do you recall anything about the car, what type of car it was, or?
It was an SUV, but I don't know what kind it was.
And where was that vehicle parked when you went over to it?
I was in the driveway.
And do you recall sort of how you came from the front door to the driveway?
Just walked on through the path of the pathway in the front yard and then out the door.
So sort of along the brick path through the driveway to the car?
Yes.
Recall when you got in the car where it was you were seated or where anyone else was seated in the car?
Yeah, it was Matt driving, Jennifer in the front, and then me behind Matt, and then Sarah next to me in the back behind Jen.
Now, after you get in the car, about how long was it before the car backs out of the driveway? And
I'm not quite too sure.
And what, if any, conversation do you recall as far as going on during that period of time prior to the car backing out and going?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Now, when the vehicle leaves from the house, at some point it's going by the house, correct?
Yes.
Do you recall which side of the McCabe's vehicle was facing towards the house? And by that I mean, was it the side you were sitting on or the side that Ms. Levinson was sitting on?
The side that Sarah was sitting on.
And that would have been the passenger side, is that correct?
Yes.
And at the time that the vehicle was driving by the house, what is it that you were doing at that time?
We were having a conversation. So Jen was kind of facing towards the back, towards me and Sarah. We were talking about making PB and jelly sandwiches because there was some peanut butter and jelly and bread in the car. So talking about that. But yeah.
And so when Ms. McCabe is, she's in the front seat, is that right?
Yes.
And she's talking to you and Ms. Levinson, correct?
Yes.
And how is it that she's positioned talking to you with relation to the seat that she's in?
Yeah, I would say she was kind of turned back a little bit towards us in the back seat.
And what I'm asking is, she turned towards sort of the center of the vehicle, or she turned towards the window next to her?
Towards the center of the vehicle.
And you're speaking to her and to Ms. Levinson, correct?
Yes.
Which direction are you facing?
I'm facing towards Sarah and Jen.
And which direction is Sarah facing as you're having this conversation?
Towards me.
And as you drive by home, What, if anything, did you observe?
I did notice behind Sarah and Jen, I did notice something out of the ordinary, like a black blob in the ground by the flagpole.
And from where you were situated in the park, do you know sort of what was the lighting like over in that area of the yard that you saw by the flag?
It was pretty dark out, but the snow was kind of heavy at that point, so couldn't really see too much, but...
So the snow's coming down at that point?
Yes.
And if you know about where in relation to the flagpole was this black object that you saw?
I would probably say, close to, the street, but, in their lawn, right kind of in front of the flagpole next to it.
Now, I'm sorry to do this again, but Ms. Gilman, Your Honor, with the court's permission, I would just ask that Exhibit Number 72 be back up on the screen.
Okay.
And I'm sorry. I should actually ask for Exhibit Number 73. Now, Ms. Nagel, if I could ask the area where you saw this black object. Can you see that area depicted in this photograph?
Yes.
And if you could, using the laser pointer, direct the jury's attention to where, as specific as you can be, where you observed it. Now, as the vehicle is going by the house, as you make that observation, what, if anything, did you say in the back seat of the car?
I did say out loud, I was like, I think I might have saw something. I'm not kind of sure what it was, but I was also intoxicated, drinking, so didn't really know what I saw. But Sarah was like, what, Julie? And I was like, I don't know what it was. And then that was kind of really it.
And that was sort of the end of the conversation in reference to that, is that correct?
Correct, yes.
If I may have a moment, Your Honor. Ms. Nagel, if I could just ask you one more question. With regard to the object that you saw in that area, the flagpole, can you describe how big an object it was that you saw?
I'd probably say 5 or 6 feet, long, but.
And at the time that you're driving by at that point, could you tell what it was?
Not quite sure, no. It was just too quick to tell.
Thank you. Nothing further.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Unity?
Thank you, Ron.
Good afternoon, Ms. Nagel.
Good afternoon.
On January 28th of 2022, you got to 34 Fairview Road at about 6 or 7 p.m.?
Correct.
And you didn't leave until 1:30 or 2 a.m., correct?
1:45, around there, yeah.
Okay. So you were there approximately 8 hours?
I'm not really sure about the math, but I guess so.
A lot of hours.
Yep.
Other than the people who lived at the home and slept there, you were one of the ones to spend the most time there that night, correct?
I'm not sure.
You got there early. You got there early, correct?
Yes.
And you left late, correct?
Yeah.
And you were inside almost the entire time, correct?
Yes.
So you came in contact with just about everybody who came into that house, correct?
Yes.
And you know that everyone who was in the house that night is a witness in this case, correct?
Yes.
The only time you went outside before you left was when your brother Ryan arrived, correct?
Yes.
And even when you went outside, you stayed on the Albert property, did you not?
Yes, I did.
And you had some contact with your brother out there, correct?
Yes.
And you know that he's a witness in this case as well, correct?
I do, yes. All right.
And despite having contact with all of these witnesses in this case, Trooper Proctor didn't talk to you on January 29th, did he?
No.
Or the rest of January or the whole month of February, correct?
Correct.
He didn't interview you about these statements that you're making today until October of 2022, correct?
If that's what it says on paper, yeah.
October 5, 2022, does that sound right?
I don't know.
It was many months after January 29th, correct?
Yes.
Over 8 months after John O'Keefe was found dead on Brian Albert's lawn, correct?
If that was the time frame, yes.
And when he spoke to you on October 5, Trooper Proctor asked you for the first time to remember the details from 8 months before that, correct?
If that was the time frame, yes.
And you are good friends with Sarah Levinson, correct?
Yes.
Certainly over the last, you know, 2+ years, the two of you have discussed what happened on January 28th and 29th, correct?
Yeah.
And you know that Michael Proctor only interviewed you after the defense in this case filed a motion to get Sarah Levinson's name from the DA's office.
Objection.
Correct?
The objection sustained. Next question.
So you've known Brian Jr. since your sophomore or junior year, correct?
Yes.
And you actually graduated Canton High School in 2016, correct?
Correct.
But you've known him since 2014 or 15?
Yes.
9 or 10 years?
Yep.
He's a good friend?
Yes.
He's a close friend of yours, correct?
Yes.
And on January 28th of 2022, you were one of a select group of his friends who went to his house to celebrate his birthday the following night, right?
Yes.
And you don't go to somebody's house whom you graduated high school with 10 years previously to celebrate their birthday if they're just an acquaintance, correct?
Objection.
I don't know.
I'll let the answer stand.
When you got there, other than Sarah Levinson and yourself, everyone at the house was a member of the Albert family, correct?
Can you rephrase the question, please?
Sure. You and Sarah Levinson are not actually Alberts, correct?
Correct, yes.
But everybody else at the house was when you got there?
No.
You named Brian Albert Jr., correct? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Julie Albert?
I did not know.
Nicole Albert?
I did, yes.
Caitlin Albert?
Yes.
Brian Albert Sr. might have been there?
Yes.
And you knew the Alberts well enough to know the names that we just discussed, correct?
Yes.
And in addition to that, the McCabes were related to the Alberts, correct?
Yes.
And you knew Jennifer and Matt McCabe before that night, right?
I'm sorry, can you...
Yes. Before January 28th of 2022, you knew Jennifer and Matt McCabe.
Yes.
You had been to their home before.
Whose home?
The McCabe's home.
I don't recall.
You'd driven their daughters around, correct?
I have, yes.
And you had actually pet sat for the McCabe's golden doodle, correct?
Correct, yes.
At their home.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so the answer to my previous question is certainly you've been to their home, correct?
Yes.
And their golden doodle was named Bailey, correct?
Yes.
In fact, you knew Jennifer McCabe well enough that you called her by a nickname, correct?
Yes.
What was the nickname that you referred to Jennifer McCabe by?
JJ.
And you knew that JJ was Nicole Albert's sister, correct?
Yes.
Now, on the night of January 28th into the 29th, you saw Brian Albert Sr. After he came back to 34 Fairview, correct?
Yes.
You were on the first floor of that residence the whole night, were you not?
Yes.
And you have a specific memory of Brian Albert Sr. walking Chloe through the first floor of that house, correct?
Yes.
When Brian Albert Sr. was walking Chloe through the first floor of that house, he maintained control of Chloe's collar, did he not?
He did, yes.
You like dogs, right?
I do.
But you didn't pat Chloe, correct?
I have, yes.
That night?
No.
You've never pet sat for Chloe, correct?
No.
But you did hang out regularly at the Albert home for years because of your friendship with Brian Jr., correct?
Yes.
Which meant that you have had contact with Chloe over the years, correct?
Yes.
And you would agree with me that Chloe's a very different dog than Bailey, than the Cave's Golden Retriever, correct?
Objection.
Sustained.
Bailey is a friendly dog, is he not?
Objection.
Sustained.
Chloe is not friendly, correct?
Objection.
I'll let you have that. Can you answer that?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes. Chloe is not a friendly dog.
I mean, I would say so, yeah.
It was clear to you that she is not good with people, correct?
I'm not aware.
On January 28th and 29th, while you were in the kitchen dining room area, you'll agree with me that there was music playing for most of the night, correct?
For a decent amount, yes.
And that area of the house has surround sound speakers?
Yes.
Everybody was in a good mood?
Correct, yes.
Talking?
Yes.
Drinking?
Yep.
Singing?
I don't remember.
Dancing?
Yeah.
And all the action was in the kitchen dining room area, correct?
Yes.
And that was where your attention was mainly focused, was it not?
It was, yes.
Because that's where everybody was.
Yes.
You were not monitoring the basement door, were you?
No.
And you never went down to the basement, correct?
No, I did not.
Prior to January 28th of 2022, you knew who Colin Albert was, correct?
Yes.
You knew that he was your friend Brian Jr.'s first cousin, right?
Correct.
When you were at 34 Fairview, you did see Colin there, correct?
I did, yes.
You believe that he got there shortly after Nicole Albert, Caitlin Albert, and Julie Albert left the residence, correct?
I mean, at some point, yeah.
And you say at some point, that's because you're not sure of the exact time when he got there, correct?
Correct.
You're not also not sure of the exact time when he left, correct?
I would say 11:30, 11:45, around there.
He wasn't somebody who was important to you that night, was he?
Not really, no.
You weren't paying attention to monitor when he came or when he left, were you?
No. I said no.
You never physically watched him walk out the door, correct?
I don't remember.
You can't even say which door he walked out, correct?
I don't know.
You never saw him get picked up?
I did not know.
You never saw any car arrive for him?
I don't know.
And you never saw how he got home?
No.
Now, on January 29th of 2022, after midnight, your brother Ryan Nagel and you lived in the same home, correct?
At the time, yes.
At about 12:15 to 12:20, you texted your brother Ryan for a ride home, correct?
If that's what the timestamp says, yes.
Do you have a screenshot of that text message?
Somewhere, yes.
Did you provide that to any investigator or assistant district attorney?
I don't remember.
Do you recall whether any assistant district attorney or investigator asked you for a copy of that text message?
I don't know.
Is that text message still on your phone?
I don't know.
Did you delete that text message?
I don't know.
So let's move this along, Ms. Deenan.
When you texted Ryan that night, you were contacting him because you thought it was an appropriate time for you to leave, correct?
Yeah.
How long did it take your brother Ryan to get to the Albert home after that text message?
I don't know.
Was it an hour?
I don't think so, no.
Was it a half hour?
I do not know.
So you have no idea how long it took him to get there and how long you stayed after you texted him, correct?
I don't know, no.
By the time you're texting Ryan, Ms. Nagel, how much do you think you had had to drink since 6 or 7 p.m.?
A decent amount.
Would you say that another word for it would be a lot?
No.
What were you drinking that night?
Michelob Ultras.
And how many did you have?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Did you bring your own Michelob Ultras to the party?
I don't know.
You don't remember whether you brought any beer to the party?
I don't know.
Where was the beer?
I either brought it or I don't know. I don't remember. It was 2.5 years ago.
Where was it within the home?
In the fridge.
You have no memory of, like, running out of beer that night, correct?
I don't remember, no.
There appeared to be plenty of beer to go around, correct?
For myself, yeah.
Between the time that you texted your brother Ryan and the time he arrived, it's fair to say that you changed your mind about going home with him, correct?
Yes.
You changed your mind while you were still inside the Albert home, correct?
I did not say that, no.
Well, I'm asking you now.
No.
You changed your mind only after you left the residence and went out to talk to him?
Yes.
You claimed on direct examination that he was the one that said, "Why don't you stay longer?"
No, that's not what I said.
Who was it that said that you wanted to stay longer?
Myself.
So you told him that you wanted to stay longer, correct?
Yeah. I did.
And when you went outside, you learned that he had come and his friend, is it Ricky D'Antuono? How do you pronounce the name?
It's Ricky D'Antuono.
D'Antuono. Ryan had come in Ricky D'Antuono's gray Ford F-150 truck, correct?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I butchered that. When you went outside, you saw that your brother Ryan was in Ricky D'Antuono's gray Ford F-150 truck, correct?
Correct, yes.
He was sitting in the front passenger seat of the truck, correct?
Ryan, yes.
The truck was parallel to the Albert's residence, correct?
Yes.
It was not parked in the driveway?
No.
The truck was facing toward Chapman Street, toward going up the hill, correct?
Yes.
So Ryan's seat would have been the closest to the property, right? The passenger seat?
I'm sorry, closest to the what?
To the Albert home.
Yes, correct.
You walked down the driveway to get to the truck, correct?
Yes.
McCabe's SUV was in the driveway at that point, was it not?
Yes.
And at that point, strike that. I want to go back, if I can, to when you were inside the house, because you had testified that when you were inside, you looked out the window and you saw a different vehicle, correct?
I did, yes.
That was a black SUV.
Yes.
And you've testified that you saw that black from within the house. Saw that black SUV move 2 times, correct?
More than two.
So it was at first parked near the mailbox?
Yes.
And then you saw it move forward, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then you saw it move forward again to near the flagpole, correct?
Yes.
And was there a third time that you saw it moved?
I saw it pull up, stopped, pulled up again, stopped, pulled up again by the flagpole, stopped. That's all I saw.
All right. And that was all while you were inside the house, correct?
Correct, yes.
And, when it was pulling up like that, Ms. Nagel, it wasn't going 80 miles an hour, correct?
It was not, no.
It wasn't going 50 miles an hour, correct?
I mean, I didn't have a radar gun on me, but no.
It was going at a safe speed, correct?
Yeah.
It wasn't going a very long distance, correct? Each time?
No.
Just a matter of several feet, correct? Adjusting its position?
Just pulled up and stopped a few times.
Right. And as you saw it pull up and stop a few times from within the home, its direction was always forward, correct?
From what I saw, yes.
Right. You never saw that car back up, correct?
No.
You certainly never saw it speed at a crazy pace backwards, correct?
Objection.
Objection sustained.
Now, I'd asked you about the text messages that you had with your friend Ryan, and you could not recall whether any investigator or assistant district attorney asked you for screenshots of that, correct?
My friend or my brother?
Did I say friend?
You did, yes.
Thank you for correcting me. I did mean your brother, Ryan. Thank you. And I appreciate the fact that you're paying attention. At least one of us is.
Yeah.
I asked you about the screenshots of the text messages that you had with your brother, Ryan, and whether any investigator or assistant district attorney had asked you for them, correct?
I don't remember.
Didn't remember, right. Somebody did ask you for a screenshot, correct?
Yes.
Who was that?
JJ McCabe.
And by JJ, you mean Jennifer McCabe, correct?
Correct, yes.
When JJ asked you, do you remember when it was that JJ, Jennifer McCabe, asked you for a copy of those screenshots?
I do not remember, no.
Did you provide them to Jennifer McCabe?
I did, yes.
Did Jennifer McCabe, when she asked you to provide her with those screenshots, claim that she was an investigator in this case?
Objection.
You can answer that.
Do you mind repeating that, please?
Sure. When Jennifer McCabe, or as you call her, JJ, asked you for screenshots of the text messages that you had with your brother, Ryan, did Jennifer McCabe tell you that she was investigating this case?
No.
And you have no memory of providing those screenshots to any investigator other than Jennifer McCabe, correct?
I don't remember, no.
Okay. Now, when you're ultimately leaving the residence, it's about, I think you said 1:45 a.m. is your best guess?
Yes.
You walked out which door?
The front door.
And that would be the one to the left, right? The real front door of the house.
Yes, correct.
That door faces right to the front lawn, correct?
Yes.
You left with Jennifer McCabe, Matthew McCabe, and Sarah Levinson, correct?
Correct.
And you all went out the same door, correct?
I know what door I went out. I don't know about, it could have been. I don't know if they went through the side, but yeah.
Fair to say that walking out the front door of that house, you saw no body on that front lawn in front of you, correct?
When I walked out?
Correct.
No.
None of the other three people yelled out that they saw a body, correct?
Correct.
You got into Jennifer McCabe's vehicle, correct?
Yes.
And you were seated behind the driver, correct?
Yes.
And the driver was Matthew McCabe, correct?
Correct.
Jennifer McCabe was in the front passenger seat?
Yes.
And Sarah Levinson was sitting next to you behind the front passenger, correct?
Yes.
Matthew McCabe backed the car out of the driveway and then headed up toward Chapman Street, correct?
Yes.
That meant that the passenger's side of the vehicle was closest to the Albert home, correct?
Yes.
So that meant that Sarah Levinson and Jennifer McCabe were in the seats that were closest to the Albert home, correct?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Sure. As Matthew McCabe was driving that vehicle alongside the Albert property line, Jennifer McCabe in the front passenger seat and Sarah Levinson in the rear passenger seat were the closest two people to the Albert home, correct?
Yes.
And as the car passed in front of the Albert home, you saw no tire tracks in the snow, correct?
I don't remember.
Right. You claim now to have seen a black object in the snow, correct?
Yes.
Object is the term that you used when you were finally interviewed about this matter, correct?
A black object, yes.
Right. You never before ever told any investigator that what you actually saw was a black blob, correct?
I don't remember.
And you also never, ever told any investigator that this black object that you described was actually 5 feet or 6 feet long, correct?
Correct, yes.
The very first time you're now mentioning this testimony that this black object, as you describe it, was actually 5 or 6 feet long was just today, after 12 noon on May 14th of 2024, correct?
Lally asked me how big it was, so I just told him right now, yeah.
Yeah, Lally, when you say Lally, you mean Mr. Lally, correct?
Yes, Mr. Lally, correct, yes.
Mr. Lally just asked you during this trial, again,
yeah,
right before this jury, that's the first time you've ever been asked or ever given an answer as to how big that object was, correct?
Not necessarily, no.
Did you review any report that was taken when the investigators spoke to you regarding this case before taking the stand today?
No.
You've never testified in a grand jury regarding this case, correct?
Correct.
You've never testified in any hearing regarding this case, correct?
In this hearing, in this case?
Besides today?
No.
And you would agree with me that it is nowhere on record that this black object that you talk about was ever 5 or 6 feet long prior to telling the jury that today?
Objection.
You have to ask that differently, Mr. Unity.
Today, this afternoon, is the first time that you've provided testimony or information to any official regarding this case that the object was 5 or 6 feet long.
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
Who did you tell prior to today?
About what?
Okay, I thought we were talking about the fact that you've now testified that this black object was 5 or 6 feet long. You recall that?
Today, yes.
And my question to you was, you've never mentioned that this black object was 5 or 6 feet long until the last hour or so when Mr. Lally questioned you about it, correct?
Yes.
Now, when you were passing the property, you did not think it was a body?
At the time, no.
You claim that you told everyone in the car that you saw something, correct?
Correct.
And your friend Sarah said what? Or something to that effect, correct?
Correct.
And there was no further conversation after that, correct?
Not that I can remember. No.
And you didn't think that it was a person who was in trouble, correct?
Objection.
Did you think that? At what time, Mr.?
When you're leaving the property, after leaving the house at 1:45 a.m. and getting into the McCabe vehicle and passing that the Albert lawn, you did not think that you saw a person who was in trouble, correct?
No.
Or a person that may have needed help, correct?
I don't know, no.
And you were right there, correct? Passing the property?
I was passing the property, yes.
Not as close to the property as your friend Sarah Levinson, but you were in the back seat on the driver's side, correct?
Correct.
And you were in a car such that if you thought that you saw something that could have been a person, all you had to do was tell the driver, correct?
Objection.
Sustained.
Did you tell the driver that you saw somebody who was in trouble?
Well, I said it out loud in the car.
So is it your testimony now that you said out loud in the car, there's a person who's in trouble?
That's not what I said, no.
You didn't mention a person at all in the car, correct?
No.
You did not tell Matthew McCabe, hey, stop the car, correct?
I did not know.
If you had seen a person in the snow lying there, you would have done something about it, correct?
Objection.
Sustained in that time.
You didn't ask Matthew McCabe to stop.
No.
You didn't ask him to back up.
Nope.
You didn't ask him to check on whatever it was.
Objection, Your Honor.
I'll allow that.
No.
You had your phone with you, correct?
Yeah.
Your phone was working, correct?
I don't remember.
You used that phone to text your brother.
An hour and a half before.
Are you testifying today that your phone was completely out of charge?
I don't remember, no.
Did you text your good friend Brian Albert Jr. to tell him that you saw somebody lying on his front lawn?
Did I text him?
Yes.
That night?
As you are supposedly seeing this black object.
Objection.
The immediate aftermath of that, did you text Brian Albert Jr. to tell him about that black object?
So that in that form it's sustained. Ask it differently, Mr. Nettie.
You had your friend Sarah Levinson with you, correct?
I did, in the car, yes.
You knew she was a nurse, correct?
Yeah.
You didn't tell your friend Sarah that you just saw somebody lying in the snow during a blizzard who might need some help, correct?
I did not know.
That Brian Jr.'s father was a police officer, correct?
Objection, Your Honor.
So let's move this. Are you just about done with this line of questioning? I'll give you a little bit more.
Just a couple more questions
okay.
And I'm done.
Go ahead.
You knew that he was a police officer, correct?
Yes.
And obviously a first responder as a police officer, right?
Yeah.
And you knew that that was Jennifer McCabe's brother-in-law, correct?
Yes.
And Jennifer McCabe was in the car with you, correct?
Yes.
You didn't tell Jennifer McCabe or JJ to call her brother-in-law, correct?
No.
The fact of the matter is, you did nothing, right?
Yeah.
And that's because you did not see a body on that lawn, correct?
Objection.
Is that true? Can you answer that?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
You didn't see a body on that lawn.
I mean, I don't know what I saw, but I saw an object.
You were drinking for hours.
Is that a question?
Yes, you were drinking for hours. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And you were intoxicated as you were leaving that home.
Objection.
Were you?
Yes.
You were drunk, right?
Some would say, yeah.
You would say.
Yeah.
And you believed that except for Matt McCabe, who was driving, everybody in the car was drunk, right?
Objection.
I don't know.
I'm going to let that answer stand.
You have previously testified... I'm sorry, strike that. You have previously given a statement indicating that you believe that everybody in that car except for Matthew McCabe was drunk. Do you deny that?
I don't remember at this moment.
All right. You told investigators that when Brian Albert Jr. called you the next morning and you found out about the tragedy the previous night, you, quote, put two and two together, correct?
I did, yes.
And when you put two and two together, you did not call the Canton police, correct?
I did not, know.
Not call the state police, correct?
Nope.
Did not call the district attorney's office?
No.
You would agree with me that you just sat on this revelation, correct?
I would.
Objection, Your Honor.
Okay, that's sustained in that form.
And you were not interviewed by any investigator in January, February, March, or any time over the spring or summer of 2022, correct?
I don't remember the time frame, but not right after, no.
And when an investigator finally spoke to you, it was Michael Proctor, correct?
Correct.
He was the one who took your statement on October 12th of 2022, correct?
If that was the date and time, yes.
And that was over 8 months after you were driving past the Albert home at around 2 a.m. while you were drunk and supposedly seeing some black object, correct?
Before 2 a.m., yes.
And you know, Ms. Nagel, that as of October of 2022, the defense had, in this case, had publicly announced that
Jackson, you're on.
So that question's improper. I'm going to strike that question.
No further questions, Sam.
All right. So we're going to break. I have to bring you back tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. So, jurors, please do not discuss this case with anyone. Don't do any independent research or investigation into this case. If you happen to see, hear, or read anything about this case, please disregard it. Let us know if an ask you stand. And we'll see you tomorrow, okay? Tomorrow's a full day.
All rise for the court, please.
You guys, I don't know.
You can stand.
Okay.
Ms. Nagel, you can stand. And then when the last juror goes,
I can go. Okay, got it. Thank you.
Now you're all set.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. All right, Tori, I haven't really looked at this yet, but what time are you going to do this? So you can come in and we'll do it right now if you want. Okay.
Your Honor, sorry, may we approach this as we're scheduling thing?
Counsel, we're still on the case, so why don't you come on up?
Goodbye.
Good, all right.
More raw courtroom coverage of the trial of Karen Reed is coming up from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Press subscribe so you don't miss a minute.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out. So you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics. They're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.